Clint Hutchison joins us. No one knows Hong Kong better than Clint. How are you, Hutch?
Yeah, I'm very well, thanks. Yeah, we're looking forward to Dave heading over there. We had him on the show Triple Trio last week, and he spoke really well, and looking forward to seeing what he can do when he goes over.
Yeah, it'll be interesting because it will be a bedding down period, won't it? Like, we see that with the other trainers who have gone over there. It's, you've got to try and hit the ground running, but it's very hard from starting from scratch.
Yeah, he's going to take some time to you know, the teething process and get your staff all aligned. But, you know, Dave's very professional and he's had enough time to sort of, you know, start to try and build things. But, yeah, it takes, well, you know, you'd be surprised if he had a runner probably before, you know, sort of late October or November. And then, you know, whatever they do in the first season, they usually improve a lot on the second season. So, no, I'm sure he'll do really well. And seems like he's got the lay of the land pretty well sussed out.
I don't think we've got final fields, I may be wrong, through yet for the Champions Day on Sunday, but gee whiz, the fields that look to be assembled, it's going to be absolutely mouth-watering.
It is going to be an unbelievably good meeting, but let's hope that this weather that is forecast doesn't play too much of a role. Yeah, and it's been heavy rain all week. It's forecast to be, you know, monsoonal all through the weekend, and you know, it looks as though on the day itself, it's going to rain. It's just when it arrives and how much they've had up until that point. I mean, it's been it's going to impact the meeting tonight at the Valley. But you know, Golden 60 is one that certainly springs to mind that doesn't really like it wet. So that will be interesting. And you know, there's a few there with queries. I think the Japanese might not like it all that wet, but the Brits that are going probably won't have an issue.
Yeah, so it's fraught with danger. Hold your fire, no early bets. Then with some of these corporate markets that are up, where the sprint's got California Spangle, the $3.20 favourite. In the mile, you've got Golden 60 at $2.25. And in the QE2, you've got Romantic Warrior $2.50, Prognosis $4.20.
Yes. Look, Romantic Warrior will be pretty short on the day. I think a few be hoping that he gets through it okay, but you know, really, it just depends how, like, it can rain heavy all the way through till Saturday. And then if you get a period of, you know, 6 to 8 hours and it does dry out, it can drain very quickly, that track, and it can go the other way and be very firm. So it's really an on-the-day thing. So, you know, Romantic Warrior is going to be pretty popular, but, yeah, we'll just have to wait and see what the conditions are like on the day, I suppose. But Spang will run a race. I think it's going to be a great meeting no matter what. Some of those clashes are going to be fantastic.
Do we need a wet tracker tonight then?
We do. And a lot of guessing games, because you don't get that many of them through the vast majority of the season. So it was a bit loose, the track at the Valley last week. There was a few riders mentioning that, you know, there's a lot of kickback in it. But, you know, they sort of changed the grass, and not sure really if they got a little bit of rain just prior to the meeting. But look, I'm hoping Class might still come through in a couple of races. Race 3, number 2, Tactical Command, was very good recently. Track and trip in a much stronger race up in Class. He gets a class drop here for Mark Newnham. Zach Burton jumps on board. Like, he's the kind of horse that probably would have been almost good enough with a barrier to win a grade higher. So now he gets a class drop on the back of that run, which was excellent given the tempo of the race. It didn't go quick. He sat back and ran on. So hoping that he can get through the ground. We don't really know, but look, the horse is going well. It's early in the night. Hopefully it won't be too chopped away. And he's a son of Charm Spirit out of the Thorn Park mare. So the Kiwi bred, every possible chance that he'll run on. He's an each way price. He's sort of between $7 and $8 on the tote. I think if you backed him each way, you get a good run for your money, and hopefully you can get through the ground pretty well.
All right, so that's race 3, number 2. Anything else you like, Hutch?
Yeah, I think race 5, number 9, Humble Star. He's got good speed figures. He maps to get a run just in behind a few real speedsters in the race that have got to carry weight, and a couple of them don't really like wet tracks. So if he can just track the speed 4th, 5th, 6th, he's had a great season. For Pierrong, he's won a number of races. I think he's only missed the frame once, track and trip this season, so he's absolutely flying. You know, he goes up in class, albeit he hasn't competed since back in November, but his recent trial was good. And I actually think the rising grade drop in weight, I mean, he drops 8 kilos and his numbers say that he's good enough to be competitive with these on level weights. So I don't think he'll be too far away, and he's very backable. He's about 460. He's second favourite at the moment on the tote. He's almost even money a place. He's another one you could probably back each way on a tricky card with the conditions, but you should get a good run for your money. And generally, Michael, on these wet tracks, I like to lean a little bit more to those that haven't got the weight to carry. So that's the case with him.
Good on you, Hutch. Good punting tonight.
Cheers. Thanks, Michael.
Clint Hutchison with his look at the Happy Valley meeting.